message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's my privilege to welcome you into God's presence this morning. We are grateful to God for His blessings, for His grace, and for His love over every one of us. And my prayer this morning is that all that you are trusting in God for, God Himself will release it to you in the name of Jesus. I'll be speaking this morning on terminating delay to new season. Terminating delay to a new season. A new season is a period of release of new things into the life of a child of God. It is a period whereby God Almighty releases things that are fresh, things that are new, things that are amazing. Somebody say amazing. Somebody that is expecting something that is amazing, shout amazing. New season is a period when God releases amazing blessings into the life of a person. And new season is characterized by some things. And I'll look at a few of them this morning before we proceed. What is new season? What are the characteristics of a new season? How will a person know that he has entered a new season? Number one characteristic of a new season is rejoicing. Somebody say rejoicing. When you enter into a new season, you begin to assess new levels of rejoicing. Anna was struggling for children for many years. And Penina was tormenting Hannah. Mocking her. Speaking to her as if she's a nobody. Because she did not have children. But suddenly, someone say suddenly. Suddenly a new season emerged for Anna. She entered into another brand new phase. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 1. She entered into a season of rejoicing. Somebody's here today, you will enter into your season of rejoicing. And the Bible says, and Anna prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth. In the rest of this month of September, you will have cause for your heart to rejoice. My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies. Why? Because I rejoice in thy salvation. So, in the new season, we have one of the major characteristics called rejoicing. When a person enters a new season, we begin to rejoice. The family members begin to rejoice with you. Even your enemies have no choice but to rejoice with you. In Psalm 30 verse 5, the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. My prayer for somebody is that in this brand new morning, things of joy shall reappear in your life in the name of Jesus. It will reappear in your life in the name of Jesus. It will resurface in your life in the name of Jesus. Many are here this morning. It's a long time you had cause for people to celebrate with you. It's a long time you had cause for people to gather to thank God for you. But I tell you sincerely, in this month of September, you will see surprises. I say you will see surprises. I say you will see surprises. You are entering into a season of rejoicing. And listen to me, this season of rejoicing will not be terminated. It will not be aborted. It will not be a short time period. It will last forever. If you believe it will last forever, shout, it will last forever. Number two characteristic of a new season is freedom from captivity. When a person enters into a new season, he enters into a season of freedom. Captivity or freedom also means liberty. The devil doesn't want any of us to be free. Always looking for avenues to ensure that we are in chains and we are bound. But concerning you and I, he has failed. I say concerning you and I, he has failed. In the name of Jesus. In Isaiah 49 verse 24 to 25. Isaiah 49, 24 to 25. I'm still laying a foundation here this morning. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? Can you see that with a question mark? But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. You will be delivered today. He said that person, and he says, for I will contend with them that contend with thee. Somebody say amen. I will contend with them that contend with thee. Anybody that tries to contend with you is hitting his or her head against a rock. And nobody hits his head against a rock and tells the story. Say, I will contend with them that contend with thee, and I will save thy children. Somebody is here today, that will be your testimony. God is going to grant you total freedom in the name of Jesus. The children of Israel were in bondage for 400 years. They did not access any new season for 400 years. Same season, 400 years, 100, 200, 300, 400 years. But suddenly, God appeared and brought them out of chains. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 19 and 20, he brought them out of chains. He brought them out of captivity. He brought them into freedom. He brought them out of Egypt. He delivered them from the workings of the enemy. And somebody is here today. That testimony will be repeated in your life today. Exodus chapter 3, 19 and 20. That story in particular started from Exodus chapter 3, from verse 1, verse 5, verse 7, and all. And I'm sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. No, not by a mighty hand. That is, God was fighting for them, and by a mighty hand, he stretched out his hand and brought them out. That is how God will stretch out his hand today to bring you out of captivity. That is how God will stretch out his hand today to bring you out of that problem. That is how God will stretch his hand today and bring you out of debt. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. God sent us here today to ensure that you come out of that captivity. And I tell you sincerely, you are not going back with any chains on your hands and on your legs. You are not going back with any chains on your hands and on your legs. You are going back free in the name of Jesus. I say you are going back free in the name of Jesus. You are going back free in the name of Jesus. Because that's why Jesus was sent, to bring us out of captivity. Luke chapter 4 verse 18. Also in Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1. That is why he was sent. To ensure that those that are crying begin to smile and laugh for joy. To ensure that those that are weeping, they begin to laugh. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. To preach deliverance to the captive. And recovering, that is, God is set to bring you out of that captivity this morning. If you are the one I'm praying for this morning, let me hear you say loudly, amen. Number three, major characteristic of a new season is you enter into a season whereby you access riches and wealth. I know somebody will like that. You access a season of when the children of Israel were brought out of captivity in Exodus chapter 3, verse 21. They were so much favored that they had more than enough to spend. They did not go empty handed. Exodus chapter 3, verse 21. And I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go empty. Somebody is here today. As God brings you out of that captivity today, he's going to supply all your needs in the name of Jesus. In Job 22 verse 25, Job 22, 25, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. It will bring you out of captivity. It will defend you, and you will have plenty of silver. If you are that person this morning, let me hear your loudest amen. In Joel chapter 2 verse 26, Joel 2 verse 26, it says, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. You will eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that I dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. How many of you know that poverty is a bad thing? Poverty makes a man or a woman to do what he normally would not want to do. When you are poor, you think wretchedly. A poor man's thinking is a wretched thinking. A poor man's thinking is a bad thinking. And somebody here this morning is going to be totally delivered in the name of Jesus. Nobody in your family again will lack forever. I say nobody in your family again will lack forever. Before you have a need, the supplies will be waiting for you. Before you have a need, the supplies will be waiting for you. For some of you here this morning, and many of you here, that your children are receiving school this week and this month, listen to me as God liveth. You will enjoy miracle supplies. Their school fees and everything you need to take care of them this semester and this term shall not be a problem for you. I didn't hear your louder amen. I didn't hear your loud amen. You are going to enjoy abundance of supplies. And of course, number four, major characteristic of a new season is help and assistance. Help and assistance. Psalm 60 verse 11. Psalms chapter 60 verse 11 explains to us how God can give us help. Give us help from trouble. For vain is the help of man. Now listen to me. The help of man is limited. A man can't help you beyond the way he has been helped. That's the problem with the help of man. Nobody can lift you beyond the level he has been lifted. And so, if you want to enter your new season, turn your face from searching for the help of man. The Bible says, woe unto him, or woe unto that man that puts his hope or his confidence in another man. Your hope and your trust should totally be in God. Because when you enter your new season, you access help and assistance. And today, from everywhere and from every side, help will be pursuing you. I say help will be pursuing you. You can also write down 2 Chronicles 14 verse 11. 2 Chronicles 14 verse 11. Psalms 44 verse 26. 2 Chronicles 14, 11. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing we did to help. It is nothing for God to help you. God doesn't struggle. He doesn't need to struggle to help you. It is nothing for God to help you, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, our Lord. O Lord, our God. For we rest on thee. May God give you grace to rest on him. Do you know the reason why many never enter into their new season? All their hope is on a man. All the things they believe for totally is on one person, one place or another. But on the day you begin to rest on God, that is the day that your supplies begin to happen. That's the day that your help and your assistance begins to happen. I remember when I was preparing to get married, there's a particular person in our family who, when anybody gets married, is the one that supplies the drinks. Anything anybody wants to drink, he will supply it. So when we're preparing for wedding, he told me, he said, don't worry, you know how we do it. Everything will be supplied. And just few months of the wedding, the man left this world and went to the great beyond. And I thought of it that if I had put all my heart and my trust in this one person, how will it be? My prayer for you here today is that God will give you grace to take your focus off men and to take your put your focus totally on God. Do you know that thing that you require, that thing that you need, that thing you are trusting God for is very easy. If only you can turn your focus away from men. Turn your focus away from areas that are not God ordained for you. Then you step into your inheritance. I speak to somebody here today. You will step into your inheritance this morning. You will step into your inheritance this morning and help and assistance will locate you. Can I shock you? Those that don't know you will help you this time. I said those that don't know you will help you this time. Those that don't know you will help you this time. Did you hear that testimony of that wonderful sister? Her husband was supposed to prepare for an exam for 1 year. And suddenly, they said, take this exam in 1 month. I mean, it was many of us here. You begin to poo-poo immediately. Begin to run here and there. And she told the husband, don't worry. Focus on God. Go for this. And he not only did well, he came out as the best. He came out as the best. That's the help of God. That is the assistance of God. That is how God will help somebody here this morning. There is no exam you will go and sit for that you will come out as a failure. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. There is no interview you will go for that you will not be assisted. Can I hear a louder amen from you? Quickly this morning, between the limited time that we have, how do you terminate delay to a new season? How do you destroy every form of delay to your entering into a new season? Number one is have faith in God. Have faith in God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 and verse 6. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So, you say, that's verse 1. And verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. So, faith is crucial to your moving to your next level. Faithlessness but uselessness. When you are faithless, you are useless. When you are faithless, God can't work. Because it is to you according to your faith. There is no mountain faith can move. Mark 11, 23, 24. There's nothing you want. If only you can believe it in your heart, then the mountains will move. The problems will disappear. For verily I say unto thee, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, and shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever. Someone say whatsoever. So it means that anything can be done on the platform of faith. I always tell people, what you need best to start a business is not capital, it is faith. What your greatest capital in any business is faith. Because once your faith is absent, there's nothing that can happen. Because there is no business you will do that you will not face contention. There is nothing you will try to do that the devil will not try to contend with you. But everyone here facing any contention from the wicked and his associates, this morning you are going to emerge successful in the name of Jesus. You will emerge very, very successful in the name of Jesus. If I were you, I would say louder, amen. Because in Mark 9 verse 23, say, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes. So when you want to win in life, when you want to terminate delay, delayed marriage, delayed conception, you are trusting God for a visa, you are trusting God for a job, you are trusting God for business growth and expansion, anything you are trusting God for, you can terminate whatever is delaying it through your heavy faith. And you can't get faith except you are studious. You can't access faith except you are a student of the word. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. The more of the word of God you listen to, you read, the more faith you possess. That's why we always encourage Christians to load yourself with scripture. Load your heart and your mind with the word of God. And then doubt goes. Fear goes. Everything, all those jaga-jaga thoughts will leave your heart. And then the spirit of faith will possess you. And somebody here this morning is obtaining that spirit of faith in Jesus' name. Number two, how to terminate delay to your new season is walk in obedience to God. Walk in obedience. Your walk of obedience always makes your season to change. In 2 Kings 4, verse 1 to 7, I know this. I know you know that story of that woman, that wife of the prophet that had a problem. 2 Kings chapter 4, from verse 1. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditors is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. The husband was in so much debt that he died and left debt behind. In verse 2, we're still going to verse 7 all the way. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thy handmaid had not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. We are talking of people taking my children. What is this man talking about? Then he said, go borrow vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. Where I said I have debt, they want to take my children. You said I should go and be getting empty vessels. What are you talking about? Let's go on. And when thou art coming, thou shalt shut the door upon thee. Can you see specific instructions? Specific instructions. Shut the door upon thee and upon thy servants, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him. This was what brought this woman's new season. Immediately that instruction was given, she went and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and leave thou and thy children of the rest. You will have your own testimony this time. Your new season is at the mercy of your obedience. God will not bless you beyond the level to which you are ready to obey him. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust. When you are a person, man or woman, that loves to obey God, you have signed up for new season. Your willingness to obey God is your password to your new season. You know, Jesus is the way God talks sometimes to us is very, very absurd. His instructions can make us sometimes you begin to wonder, what is God saying? What am I saying? What is he saying? In John chapter 2, you know the story very well of when Jesus was in a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and he told those guys, go and get pots and then pour water into it. Wine is exhausted. What is the connection between wine and water? But because they went forth to obey, there was a total turnaround. Water was transformed to wine. And somebody is here today, your bitterness will turn to sweetness. Your bitterness will turn to sweetness. Your sorrow will turn to joy. Your ordinariness will turn to extraordinariness. In Isaiah 1 verse 19, the Bible says, if ye be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. If you are willing, if you are obedient, then be ready to eat the good of the land. And today, you will eat the good of the land in Jesus' name. I say you will eat the good of the land in Jesus' name. Only those who are ready to obey God can access the best of God. But those who are ready to be disobedient to God's instructions will end up in a dry land. But for you, you will never suffer dryness forever in Jesus' name. You will never suffer dryness forever in Jesus' name. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your great amen? Number 3. How to terminate delay to new season. I said number 1 is have faith in God. Number 2. And number 3 is faithfulness in stewardship. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 2. Moreover, it is required in stewardship that a man be found faithful. It's a pity that the world that we are now is faithful, not faithful. when the leader is there, they will do well. But when the person is not there, they will not. That's not how to enter into new season. Joseph entered into new season simply because of this issue of faithfulness. Just check him out. In Genesis 37, at the early part, between Genesis 7, 1 to 3, he was always reporting his brother. He was a guy that was faithful to the father, serving the father. In Genesis 39 from verse 1, also you saw how he was faithful in Potiphar's house to the extent that God blessed Joseph. God blessed Potiphar simply because of Joseph. And Joseph was brought. And the Lord was with Joseph. And he was prosperous. He was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Go to verse 3 again. And his master saw that Joseph was so faithful that God saw his faithfulness. Man saw his faithfulness. God saw that he was faithful. Man saw that he was faithful. And his master saw that the Lord was with him. And that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. I pray that the spirit of faithfulness will enter into somebody here today. Listen to me. Many say they can't find a job. There is no lack of job outside. There are many jobs. It is because there is bankruptcy and deficiency of faithful people. There are many jobs outside. Once you are faithful in what is committed into your hands, forget about it. All this problem of being stagnated, frustrated is a lie. It can't happen. Your attitude of faithfulness procures you quick new season. That is, anything committed to your hands, you do it tirelessly. Joseph was so blessed that his boss didn't have cause to go and inspect him. There was no reason, because everything committed into his hand, it worked out pam, pam, pam. That was also what happened to Daniel. Daniel was a man that was so faithful that every king and every administration that came, they still appointed Daniel continuously. He purposed in his heart not to defile himself with the king's meat. He was faithful in his stewardship. Every money committed to Daniel's hand, none was lost. Anything you tell him to do, he did it meticulously and meritoriously. And then, his new season was not a problem for God. If we can embrace faithfulness, things will be so easy. If every Christian can embrace faithfulness, everything will be so easy. So easy. Not entering into business with somebody and you try to corner the person out of the business. Do you know that things have gone so bad now that people rent house from landlord and they want to take over the house from the landlord? Yeah. They want to take over the house from the landlord. Now, tenants carry landlord to court on top of what? Were you there when he laid the foundation of the house? It's a bankruptcy of mentality. It shows the height of iniquity. But I pray that from today, everyone here will receive new grace for faithfulness. I say you receive new grace for faithfulness. You might not be there yet. I'm not condemning you, but I'm saying that. You see, the Bible says in Proverbs 4 verse 8, it says the path of the just is like a shining light. So wherever you are now, improve on it. That's what we are saying. Any level of faithfulness you have now, improve. Don't go back to your vomit. My prayer this morning is that a new baptism of the spirit of faithfulness comes on somebody in the name of Jesus. And number 4, on how to terminate delay in your life, is to declare vengeance against powers hindering your new season. You declare war against powers against your new season. Now listen to this. God is a two-sided God. He's a merciful God and loving God. He is also a God of vengeance. And you need vengeance to escape the brutality and the manipulations of the enemy. It's time for you to get angry with the workings of the wicked around you. Psalms 94 verse 1 and 2. Psalms 94 verse 1 and verse 2. O Lord, to whom vengeance belongeth. Let's read it together, everybody. 1, 2, go. O Lord, to whom vengeance belongeth. O God, to whom vengeance belongeth. Show thyself. Verse 2. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Give the proud their reward. That's vengeance. And any man or woman that wants to assess a new season must be spiritually violent. In Matthew chapter 11 verse 12, the Bible says, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. Any man or woman that will enter into a new season that will bring glory to God must be a man or woman who is ready to take vengeance on those who have vowed to punish you and to oppress you. In Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 20, Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 20, I know somebody is here this morning. God is going to fight for you in the name of Jesus. Their children also shall be aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish. Somebody say punish. Punish or not polish. I will punish those that oppress you. That's God. That's vengeance. People that have vowed that you will not get married. People that have vowed that your business will stay at the same level. God said, I will punish them. Those that are always angry when you have testimonies, I will punish them. I will punish them. I will punish their children. I will punish their children's children. You don't just wait for a new season. You fight into your new season. In Luke 18, verse 1 to 7 and 8, we see the story there of that widow who went to the judge and asked for her right. And he said a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was a city, a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. That is, a woman, a widow, had a problem, and she went to the judge to quickly address her situation. This was like going to God. And he would not for a while, but afterwards, saith within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man. Yet, because this woman troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. That's God now speaking. That if somebody who is unjust can decide to avenge, how much more? He said, shall not God avenge his elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them. God will avenge for you this morning in the name of Jesus. And everyone that is determined to see your head bowed down, God is going to judge them brutally in the name of Jesus. I say God is going to judge them brutally in the name of Jesus. If you want to enter into a new season, then you must be ready to be very brutal with the forces against you. If you want to enter into a new season, you must be ready. Examples of vengeance in the scripture. In Acts chapter 5, you know that story very well of Ananias and Sapphira when they lied to a servant of God and they died on the spot. They died on the spot. Somebody say vengeance. On the spot, not go and come, on the spot death. Also, another good example of vengeance is how Mordecai entered into a new season through the destruction of Haman. In Esther chapter 7 verse 9 to 10. Haman had planned a gallows for Mordecai to be hung on. And that same gallows was what they used to hang Haman. And verse 9 please. Verse 9. And Habana, one of the chamberlains, said before the king, behold also, the gallows 50 cubits high, which Haman had made for Mordecai, who had spoken good for the king, standeth in the house of Haman. Then the king said, hang him there. They will hang your enemies today. I said they will hang your enemies today. I said they will hang your enemies today. Every enemy against your blessings, they will hang them today. Every enemy against your fruitfulness, they will hang them today. Anybody that says that you will not progress, they will hang them today. Let me hear your loudest amen. As I begin to round up, the major instrument for your vengeance is fasting and prayer. The major instrument for you to avenge on your adversaries is fasting and prayer. Only those who are ready to fast and pray can enter into their new season. And that's why in this commission, we always encourage you on Wednesdays particularly to wait on the Lord. Also, we have also said that if you cannot wait till night or evening, you can break earlier. Because you need to avenge them. And I pray this morning that even as we pray this morning, God is going to avenge you of all your adversaries in the name of Jesus. All powers delaying your career will scatter in the name of Jesus. All powers delaying your laughter will scatter in the name of Jesus. Powers that have put you inside the dungeon of sickness must release you in the name of Jesus. Anything that wants to bring problems into your marriage, into your home, into your careers, this morning God will strike them by his power in the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.